Hello, my name is Caroline Chappell and I'm a research director at Analysys Mason. Although Mobile World Congress 2020 was cancelled due to health concerns over the coronavirus, we've pressed ahead with our annual Mobile World Congress webinar, drawing on multiple briefings with operators and vendors and our in-depth industry research. This podcast is a summary of my presentation during the webinar on one of the hottest topics we expected to hear about at MWC. Edge computing. There's been a crescendo of edge-related announcements over the past few months as operators pick cloud partners to populate new edge data centres and large network equipment vendors point to industrial IoT wins with an edge cloud component, with manufacturers, port authorities and energy companies, for example. The context for these announcements has been growing enterprise interest in what we're calling public edge computing, to distinguish it from managed and private edge computing. We define public edge computing as edge computing offered as a service from a third-party location, such as an operator's metro data centres, central offices, or even cell sites in the future, or indeed from third-party locations provided by non-operators, like stadiums or shopping malls. In contrast, managed and private edge clouds sit in enterprise locations and are either managed by a third party or built and operated by enterprises themselves. Some edge computing can be carried out in devices, which could be privately owned or, again, managed as a third party service from a public edge cloud, for example, drones as a service. We expect lots of different models to play out over the next few years, and operators are going to be only part of the story here, although they have a strong window of opportunity today to promote their locations as the best connected for public edge clouds. Operators are either building public edge clouds themselves with the help of cloud technology providers like VMware and Red Hat, or partnering with public cloud providers that want to bring their cloud stacks to edge premises. At the end of 2019, for example, AWS announced public edge cloud partnerships with four operators: Verizon, Vodafone, KDDI, and SK Telecom, where AWS brings its wavelength edge cloud and associated developer ecosystem, and the operators play the role of co-location providers. In such partnerships, public edge cloud runs alongside operators' own MEC clouds in the same location. So why did we expect public edge cloud to be a hot topic of conversation at MWC? Well, we have increasing evidence that large enterprises are prepared to spend money on it, and that means operators, public cloud providers, and vendors want to capitalize on this opportunity. Last year, we surveyed over 200 large enterprises across six vertical sectors and four developed markets, and were frankly surprised at the high level of demand for edge computing and public edge cloud in particular. The public cloud providers are obviously also becoming aware of this new market opportunity opening up and are moving at a much faster pace than we would have expected 6 months ago. AWS and Microsoft Azure in particular were planning to have major presences at MWC this year, joining IBM and Google, which are long-standing supporters of the show. Azure had its big announcement with Telefonica up its sleeve, which has an edge component. There have been a number of interesting edge computing related announcements that have been released in the past month or so, such as the GSMA sponsored operator platform project involving nine operators, including China Unicom, Deutsche Telekom, EE, Orange, Singtel, Telefonica and Telecom Italia, as well as SK Telecom and KDDI. This group plans to develop a common architectural framework and reference platform for edge computing. The GSMA initiative follows hot on the heels of the launch by five different operators of a 5G Future Forum, which also plans to define standards to support a seamless experience of edge. At least a number of the operators engaging in the Operator Platform project are also members of the Bridge Alliance, which similarly launched a global MEC task force recently, although the focus of the Bridge Alliance initiative seems to be more on commercial arrangements around members' edge platforms than technical interoperability. Although it's important that operators present a united edge computing front to developer communities around the world, there's a danger that multiple different telco consortia will simply fragment and confuse the public edge cloud market, So it'll be interesting to see how they differentiate from or complement one another over the next year. IBM held a pre-MWC event to explain its excitement over the Far Edge opportunity to connect surplus compute power in billions of edge devices. Its Open Horizon project within EdgeX Foundry will be an important enabler here, but of course isn't new, and IBM hasn't yet gone public with any other operator it's working on on enterprise edge opportunities apart from Vodafone. Talking of edge devices, we would have seen Contron demonstrate an outdoor server which can be wall or tower mounted, and Dell has also been extending its edge server portfolio for constrained operator environments. Cisco would have demonstrated a new CDN proposition running on the Cisco Cloud Services stack, coming somewhat late to this party as Ericsson startup Edge Gravity was launched with the same idea back in 2018. It remains to be seen how much traction Cisco can get for its CDN, although other edge-related services such as security, gaming and public edge cloud as a service are also on Cisco's roadmap. A Nokia Japanese railway company win highlights a key point that emerged from our edge computing research, that enterprises buy end-to-end industrial solutions, of which edge computing is just one component. So vendors, including operators as would-be public edge providers, need an ecosystem of partners that can help them put together these complete solutions. Although we're focusing today on edge from a telecoms perspective, because our theme is MWC, it's worth remembering that for swathes of the enterprise market, operators are largely irrelevant to their edge plans, as demonstrated by Bosch Connected World 2020, which was held in the week before MWC, and where Bosch launched edge products and discussed its partnership with Azure without any reference to the telecom sector. For more detail on our public edge computing research, including a public edge computing market forecast and our thoughts on where operators can play in the emerging public edge services value chain, please do listen to our joint webinar with Edge Gravity. You can find the link on the Analysys Mason website. And do look out for our continued research coverage of this exciting topic throughout 2020. Thank you for listening, and if you're interested in watching the full webinar covering IoT, 5G, consumer use cases, edge computing, 5G infrastructure, and network automation, I'm pleased to say it's now available on demand, and you can find this under the webinar section of our website.